Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here, whether in these pews or online, whether today or throughout the week. We are glad that you're with us today. We've got a few announcements this morning. So first, next week we will celebrate All Saints Sunday. So we'll remember with love and gratitude those who have joined the Great Communion of Saints in the previous year. We'll, of course, remember those in our church community here who have died. But if you have somebody, whether in your family or your friend circles, that you would like us to remember, we would be glad to remember those folks as well. So if you have a name or a photo or both of any individuals, please send that to Alana by this coming Thursday, the 24th, so that can be included in the PowerPoint. Becky has an announcement.
Good morning. I know some of you might have discovered these little stones on the pews near you, or if you look in front of you, you might see one. They all have a beautiful little positive message. Okay, feel free to take those. And after church, if you didn't get one, check the front pews, because we were trying to encourage people to come a little closer to Jacob here. The youth group, Kim Hansen talked to the kids. I don't know if I'll do this justice. She talked to the kids about self-care and take care of themselves first, and a little bit about mental health. And I believe all the youth group kids went home with a small little Tide bag of stones, inspirational type stones. And they decided to share the wealth with the congregation. So they set out a bunch in the pews periodically. So if you see one, feel free to take one home with you, especially if the message just matches what you need right now. If you didn't get one, again, check the upper front pews before you leave today. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. Yeah, Kim Hansen is doing some great work with the youth group, and things are going so well. So if you're interested in becoming a chaperone with a youth group to see what Kim is doing and what the youth group is doing with Kim, talk to Becky and she'll give you more information about how you can be a chaperone. And Alana has an announcement.
I'll be in on Tuesday this week, same hours, only close on Friday because my mom and I are going to see Stevie Wonder Thursday night, and we're staying overnight, so I won't be in on Friday, but you'll get all the same Zoom link and all that on Friday at 10. Yeah. So.
Yeah, yep. Thank you, Alana. Yeah, Alana and Amy and I and a friend are going to see Stevie Wonder at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on Thursday night. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see a musical legend. So we are just thrilled.
And then also for bell ringing, please sign up. It's November 22nd and 23rd, or you can do either or, vice versa. Daryl Novice was really adamant about getting people signed up to bell ring because it's really needed.
Yeah, so, right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements this morning? Very good. Then let us share the peace of Christ with one another. Good morning. Peace be with you. Hey, Torin. Peace be with you. Hi, Trayton. Good to see you. What's that? Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It says you're inspiring.
Peace be with you. Good morning. Good morning. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Good morning. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Good morning. Peace be with you. Good morning.
Good morning. Please stand if you are able and join in the call to worship. Today we gather to worship with all our hopes, weariness, joys, and concerns swirling within us. We gather to worship one who both ascends above our condition and descends to meet us in the midst of them. Bless the Holy One, O my soul, O Creator God. You are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. We are humbled and grateful that the majestic God knows our names and seeks our presence. Bless the Holy One, my soul, O Creator God. You are very great. You are clothed in honor and majesty. We raise our spirits as one body, strengthening, fortifying, and encouraging one another as we honor the Holy One's glorious and precious name.
Bless the Holy One, O my soul, O Creator, my God.
You are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. Please join in the unison prayer. Our souls bless you, O God, for your imagination that created us, your wisdom that guides us, your example that inspires us. Help us to follow your way, to mold our lives after yours, and reflect your image to all we meet. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is a new one today, by my friend Richard Brooks Fort Colligan. Your part goes like this.
Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day. Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day.
Listen again.
Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day. Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day.
Want to try that?
Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day. Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day.
I've got a verse.
The whole planet prospers in your care, thriving within your design. Your own trees, your rivers, and your birds. Everything is satisfied.
Breathe into the earth.
Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day. Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day. All of life in rhythm with your breath. Everything is in its place. All our days, our nights, our seasons turn. Life and death in holy change.
Breathe into the earth.
Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day. Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day. We will sing for you for all our lives. Sing as long as we have breath. We will sing for you for all our lives.
Breathe into the earth one more time.
Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day. It's a new day. Breathe into the earth, Holy One, and renew us. It's a new day.
Amen. You may be seated.
All right. Are there any children with us today?
We're getting some feedback here.
We'll use the handheld. Okay, you want to sit down here with me on this one? Right here? That works, doesn't it? Sure. All right, how are you today? You guys ready? You going to cheer on the Pack? who's going to cheer on the Packers?
Yay!
Yay!
All Packer fans, right?
Did what they did to the Cardinals.
Exactly. Let's hope what they did to the Cardinals. Yes. Let's hope there's a repeat. That was a great game. All right. Come on up. Everybody's welcome. Do you want to sit with the kids? She can keep walking. She's not hurting anything. She's good. You want to come up here? No? Okay. All right.
Mom can come up too if she wants.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. In the Bible, I want to talk to you guys about a Bible story about, let's see, these two brothers. Well, they're friends. James and John, I believe they are. Did I get the names right?
Yep.
Oh, man. I just read the reading and their names are escaping me. This is scary. All right. There's a story about Jesus washing his disciples' feet. Yeah.
Kind of gross, huh?
Who's? Who's?
Jesus washed all 12 of his disciples' feet. You know those guys named James and John and Luke and Matthew and Mark? You've heard them?
Yeah, he washed
all their feet.
Can you imagine touching 12 other people's feet and washing them?
Oh, and don't forget, they walked in sandals on those days, and so they're full of sand and dirt, and they were dusty, right? Maybe stinky, but I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah.
They got lots of air.
They also probably didn't have much medical, much in terms of, so they might have had some, like, stuff going on the feet, which probably kind of nasty.
Yeah, could have been. So, but what that story shows us is that even Jesus came to serve. Okay? You know what serve means? Okay, I won't make you. So how do we serve others, right? You know how do we serve others?
We help others.
Yeah?
Definitely. We help others. Do you guys remember filling the grocery cart with some food a couple weeks back?
Yeah.
That's one way we can serve. All right, so I wanted to ask you guys, you know, how old are you guys?
I'm 5.
You're 5.
10. 8 and a half.
8 and a half.
Away.
How old are you?
C.
No, 4.
4.
You're 4.
7.
I'm 7.
7.
I'm 3.
And she's 3.
We didn't catch that. Wow. So even at your age, how many of you are pretty good at math? You're pretty good at math? Raise your hand high so that everybody can see you back there. You're pretty good at math. Wow.
I'm not. Not at all.
Maybe you guys could help Jacob with his math.
Yeah, yep.
All right. So you could...
You'll do my homework? That sounds like a great idea.
I'll do all your tests.
And John will do all your tests.
Oh, yeah. All Woo-hoo. Right. Woohoo!
And we'll get them all right.
And you'll get them all right if John does it.
You know, it's Pastor Appreciation Month, so I think they've got the right idea.
I like that. How many of you are good readers? Raise your hand high if you're a good reader. Ooh, look at that. Look at that. Okay. Do we have to help Jacob with that one, too? Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe. Maybe. Just some of those big names.
Big names.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a lot of those.
How many of you are pretty good at, you guys, what do you play? Do you play soccer or baseball or softball?
I play baseball.
I'm really good at hockey.
I can play a trumpet.
Oh, there you go, trumpet, yeah.
I can play golf.
You can play golf.
Nice.
I play softball.
I can't play nothing. I just watch.
I can play nothing. I just watch, she said. I think you can play a lot. You're good at watching baseball.
Hey, yep. Everyone needs a cheerleader. Yep.
Yep. So one of the ways we can do, even at your age, is we can serve others by maybe helping a classmate that needs help with their homework. Help them with their reading or help them with their math.
Or their writing.
Excellent. Good idea,
Liam.
You have a notebook where Jesus is?
No, oh. Gigi
is. Where Gigi is. Okay.
A lot of people had to do one time.
Oh, wonderful. Not sure what she said. Sorry.
It's all good.
We can help others. So when we have a gift, the gift of being a good reader or a good baseball or hockey or... What did you guys all play? Soccer.
Golf.
Golf. Well, there was a golfer in there, too.
Trumpet.
Trumpet.
Yeah.
Basketball. Basketball, too. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Softball.
And softball.
And watching and cheerleading.
Yes. Then maybe we can help others by sharing those gifts. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Pastor Jacob, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Absolutely. So I'm going to say a short phrase, and I invite you to repeat it back to me. Dear God. Thank you.
For teaching us
how to help others.
By playing sports, by watching, by playing trumpet, by caring for each other, and
by sharing all the love that you've given us.
Help us share your love
wherever we go.
Amen.
Thanks for coming up, y'all. Enjoy Sunday school.
Please join in the prayer of confession. Loving God, we confess we want to be saved. We want to be respected. We want to feel good about ourselves. We want to be in control more than we want to be faithful. We confess our self-centeredness to your grace. Forgive us in our hearts your gift and strengthen us to follow Christ in humble service.
This is the good news. Yes, we are often motivated by self-centered desires, but as we confess our shortcomings in community, we are reminded that we always have an opportunity to learn another way. We have an opportunity not to be served, but to serve and to partner with God in the work of love and justice and liberation. With grateful hearts, we remember we are loved and forgiven. Amen.
The scripture reading this morning is from Mark chapter 10, verses 35 to 45. James and John, Zebedee's sons, came to Jesus and said, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They said, "Allow one of us to sit on your right and the other on your left when you enter your glory." Jesus replied, "You don't know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup I drink or receive the baptism I receive?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said, "You will drink the cup I drink and receive the baptism I receive. But to sit at my right or left hand isn't mine to give. It belongs to those for whom it has been prepared." Now when the other 10 disciples heard about this, they became angry with James and John. Jesus called them over and said, You know that the ones who are considered the rulers by the Gentiles show off their authority over them, and their high-ranking officials order them around. But that's not the way it will be with you. Whoever wants to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wants to be the first among you will be the slave of all. For the human one didn't come to be served, but rather to serve, and to give his life to liberate many people. Here ends the reading for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Amy. Our media song for this morning comes from a group called The Many. The Many were the featured musicians at the regional youth event that I had a part in planning and co-leading back in the summer in Illinois. So you get to hear the band that was there. So this is Tear Down the Walls.
Between us, tear down the walls, tear down the walls, tear down the walls between us.
The clenched fist, the cordoned off heart, the border lines always keeping us apart. The crossed arms, the closed up ears, the long high fence always keeping us in fear.
Tear down the walls, tear down the walls, tear down the walls between us. Tear down the walls, tear down the walls, tear down the walls between us.
Downcast eyes, the hard grip of hate, the words we shout and the words we do not say. The slow burn, the anger we feed, scarring souls with the lies that we keep.
Tear down the walls, tear down the walls, tear down the walls between us. Tear down the walls, tear down the walls, tear down the walls between us. We bring the fire, we build these walls every day. We carry the hurt, the fear, the shame and the tears. Our beautiful barricade. These walls, we hate them, but these walls, we make them. But these walls,
it's time to pray.
My friends, will you pray with me? God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts in this hour be acceptable to you, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I cringe watching old home videos from my childhood. For one thing, I don't like to hear my little kid voice. For another thing, I really don't like the way I acted. You see, until my sister Emily was about 3 years old, I would sometimes exhibit symptoms of what I'm going to coin as only child syndrome. My social worker girlfriend tells me this is real, but I don't know much about it, so I'm just going to go by my own experience. I always wanted to be the center of attention all the time, turning the attention away from my sister as often as I could. Often that meant that I was using the camcorder to record every mundane little thing that happened in our household. And I would act like I was hosting a reality TV show because I grew up watching my mom watch things like John and Kate Plus 8 and Trading Spaces and things like that. Reality TV shows were pretty new when I was a kid. And Mom and Dad would always remind me that it was important to show the camera what Emily was doing, too. And I kind of feel bad for Emily, because if she ever wants to watch videos of her growing up life, she'll have to suffer through the announcer childlike voice of her annoying older brother. She loves me now, I think, because we took a road trip to St. Louis to see some friends a couple weeks ago, and there wasn't a wooden barrier between us, and we actually talked to each other without fighting. But around that time, I'm not so sure. So I can imagine I'm probably not the only sibling who tried to take their attention away from their younger sibling. When a new sibling gets introduced into the family, everything is all out of whack. And the older child, who was previously used to having their parents' undivided attention, has to adjust to a new reality all of a sudden. Luckily for my sister, my parents were a whole lot less partial than I was. And made sure that she had all the attention and love she needed, even if I was resistant to that. And for any of you who know my sister, if you ask her about this, she'll absolutely say, that's right, that's totally what happened. I'm not afraid to admit my shortcomings. Now, James and John were not only children in the family of Jesus' disciples, but they sure were acting like it. In today's reading, this is one of several texts in the Gospels where the disciples argue about who is most important. We even see that in the Passion narrative, right before Jesus presents his friends with the Last Supper, because, of course, the disciples are fully human. Because they're Jesus' closest followers, they think they're pretty hot stuff. But as he often does, Jesus challenges James and John and the rest to consider things from a different perspective. He reminds them that their own importance is not the point. I'm going to spend some time highlighting the perspectives that Jesus challenges the disciples to appreciate, and then end by talking about what he wants them and us to do instead. So over the years, some commentators have called Jesus' disciples the duh disciples because Jesus tells them over and over again what their mission is and what the point of his ministry is, and they're too dense to understand it. This is one such instance where Jesus says, "You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink the cup I drink or receive the baptism I receive?" Jesus is fully aware that truly following the countercultural way of God is punishable only by death. Whereas the disciples don't truly believe it can be that serious. But in today's reading, Jesus in essence answers, be careful what you wish for. In Jesus' world, you can only do the work of God if you're willing to set aside everything you have in this world. Your status, your wealth, your accolades, your need to be right, even your own family and loved ones, if it comes to that. If we're honest with ourselves, I doubt anybody would sign up for that. And yet his closest followers have the guts to say that they could handle the pressure. Jesus goes on to say that this is never even about him and his greatness. He says the human one, or the Son of Man, depending on which translation you follow, didn't come to be served, but rather to serve and to give his life to liberate many people. True greatness, Jesus says, means that we have to be willing to be servants to many, to humble ourselves, because those who climb their way up the social ladder end up losing everything anyway. In his popular biblical paraphrase called The Message, Eugene Peterson paraphrases the end of our reading in this way. He says, whoever wants to be great must become a servant. Whoever wants to be first among you will be your slave. This is what the Son of Man has done. He came to serve, not to be served, and then to give away his life in exchange for many who are held hostage. Okay, so we need to humble ourselves and be servants. What's our job then? Who are we serving? Who is held hostage that we need to liberate? We have to remember that Jesus was most sympathetic to the causes of those who we wouldn't even consider. The people we walk past on the street corner. The people we say need to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. The poor, the needy, the single parent, the woman who's made the gut-wrenching decision to end a pregnancy, the LGBTQ plus teenager, the black man, and others, and definitely the children in this city who have a place to rest their head only because of people like Randy Bentley and the workers of Sleep in Heavenly Peace, whose mission we are supporting this month. These are the people that Jesus championed. Today's song by the many capitalizes on that point. Instead of giving in to the hard grip of hate, what would it look like if we truly did the work that Jesus called us to? Instead of focusing on our own self-importance, Jesus asks us to serve others and be part of the work of love and liberation. If I could talk to my younger self, I'd probably tell him that there might be a better venue for an imaginary reality TV show than my parents' camcorder, and challenge him to love the person in front of him and to let her shine. That's what Jesus invites you to do, too. This week, I invite you to think about how God might ask you to set aside your own agenda and love the people in front of you. For it is truly within this work that all of God's people, the needy, the marginalized, and the oppressed, that all of God's people will truly be free. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our next hymn is number 391. Will you let me be your servant? Please rise if it's comfortable for you to do so. Amen. You may be seated. Now comes the time for more intentional prayer. Let's start by taking some moments of silence to think about those people and situations that are on our hearts today. Receive the prayers of our hearts, O God. Amen. So I have a couple of prayer requests that I've been given. And as usual, after offering an intercession, I will say, God, in your mercy, and I invite you, if you like, to respond, receive our prayer. God, in your mercy, receive our prayer. So Joe Wynn let me know this week that Kevin, her husband, has a cancerous tumor near his stomach, they went to Fredert on Tuesday for an appointment, and I haven't heard anything since then, but we pray for Kevin and his medical team. God, in your mercy. We also ask for prayers for Mark and Beth Leinhard. Chris Matheson let me know that Mark's mom, Bette, passed away on Wednesday. So for those who knew and loved Bette, and for those who grieve her loss and remember her with love, God in your mercy. What other prayers do we bring today? Okay. Anything on Zoom? Nope? Okay. Then let us be in a time of prayer. Holy One, we give thanks that you have gathered us here to be community together. We give you thanks for the ways that we grow with the knowledge of your love. And we also are reminded that you invite us and call us to set aside our own agendas and our own thoughts about who is greatest in preference to your way of love and liberation for all. We remember that you ask us to be a presence to those in need, to those who grieve the loss of Bette, to those who need a helping hand and prayerful hearts like Joe and Kevin. And to all of those who are experiencing homelessness, poverty, food insecurity, discrimination in all of its forms. To all of the children who will have a safe place to rest their head because of the work of Sleep in Heavenly Peace. To all of those who experience war and conflict here and around the world. To those who are in abusive relationships. We ask all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who reminded us that we should not simply pray for those people, but Jesus reminds us to be hands and feet of love and liberation, and teaches us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. You may place an offering into the plate as it comes around, or you may give online at uccwaupun.net. Rise if it's comfortable for you to do so. Join me in the prayer of dedication. Good and generous God, receive these gifts as an offering of our love and lives. May they be used to benefit your people and to honor your holy name. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 577, Sing a New Church. We'll be singing verses 1, 3, 4, and 5. Friends, receive these words of benediction. The way of following Jesus is far from easy. There are so many ways that this world is messy and complicated. But Christ invites you to join him and do the work of tearing down the walls of oppression, so that all may truly be free. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace. Amen.